Did you know that a piano has 88 keys? Did you also know that today, March 28th, is the 88th day of the year? So when you squish both of those fun facts together, you get Sacramento Piano Day. That is a day when piano enthusiasts, whether by ear, by hand, or both, come together to celebrate this majestic instrument with a wonderful concert. And that is Rhapsody in Blue, played by Baron Ryan. This year's concert will be held tonight at American River College, and proceeds will benefit the college's music department. And with that, we welcome Cap Radio's very own midday classical host, Jennifer Reason, and founder of Sacramento Piano Day, Philip Howard, both of whom will be performing at tonight's Sacramento Piano Day celebration. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Happy Piano Day.
Happy Piano Day to you.
All right, Philip, I want to start with you. When and how did you fall in love with the piano?
I started playing the harpsichord, actually, the predecessor to the piano, when I was about five. The lore is that we had a teacher come to our house around that time to teach both my dad and my brother, and I was really fascinated by it and wanted to take lessons as well. And the teacher we had never had taught anyone that young. So she was a little reluctant, and I was told that my hands were too small. So from then on, every week when she arrived at our house, I would run to the door and ask if my hands were now big enough, at which point, or at some point, she finally relented. And I started taking lessons, and I've been lucky to have been in and around music pretty much all my life since then. And I think it was probably about 14 or so when I started having more interactions with the piano through school and playing in bands. And I remember when I was in junior college, we had an auditorium, a theater that our class was in quite a bit for doing drama. And there was this concert grand piano that was just awesome. I got to sit at it and play these really long, low strings. I think it's never really let me go.
Yeah, it's become a love affair, and that led to you founding Sacramento Piano Day. How did that come about?
It's an interesting story. Piano Day, International Piano Day, was founded around the German composer and pianist Niels Fromm in 2015. And in 2015, through a series of events, my wife and I ended up purchasing a baby grand piano, which is the first time that I've had an acoustic instrument in my living space since I was probably 13 or 14, doing most of my work on keyboards. And that piano literally has changed the course of my life, where up until that point, I've always considered myself being sort of in the background of music, more on the production side and composing, arranging. And having this piano and just sitting at it daily has kind of put me now on this path of considering myself more of a performer. And the really crazy thing is that this baby grand piano was delivered on March 29, 2015, which, without the leap year, the 88th day is actually March 29. So it was delivered on the very, very first piano day ever, and I didn't even know. And so once I started, you know, writing my own solo piano music and performing it, recording it, I was looking through for ways to sort of find audiences. And I came across International Piano Day and thought, oh, this could be a really interesting thing. I'm sure there's going to be a piano day in San Francisco and elsewhere in the region, and found out that there just wasn't such a celebration. And so I decided to start my own here in Sacramento.
Serendipity.
Yes, indeed.
It was meant to be.
Yes, I think so.
And the piano obviously is a beloved part of who you are,
yes.
Which is wonderful. It just comes out of your pores. Jennifer, you're also an accomplished pianist. Mm-hmm. I was surprised to learn this. When you were young, you didn't like taking piano lessons. Is that true?
I hated it.
You hated it?
We had quite the opposite experience, Phil and I here. My mom was a piano teacher, and so I did not have a love for the instrument. I had you will take piano lessons until you're 18. And I would throw tantrums, Vicky. I distinctly remember throwing a couch pillow one day and a shoe. And my mother, bless her heart, never relented. And right about 12 years old, I was offered my first little paying gig. I think it was $20, $25. And I was like, wait, you can make money at this. And all of a sudden, I found I did, in fact, love it. But I genuinely did fall in love with the instrument on its own after that.
I'm thinking of like different romantic movies. Like yours is the traditional romance. Yours is like that romantic comedy. Like
right?
You hate each other in the beginning and then
you have a huge fight. Yeah.
And then end up loving each other. All right. So that brings me to Piano Day this year. This is the fifth annual, correct?
Correct.
Philip?
Yes.
So who are the artists that are going to be performing?
We have very exciting this year, an expanded sort of lineup in that we have for the first time a student performer from American River College, a second semester student, Quinn Vance, will be performing some classical solo piano pieces. And then Sacramento native, who is now in New York active, Sterling Koza is returning to come play, this time with his jazz trio, which we're very, very excited about. And then Jennifer Reason is joined by her musical partner, Melanie Beats, and they will be performing four-handed repertoire, which is also really excited, just being able to expand even the sound coming out of this amazing instrument. And then I will be filling out the evening with a set of my own compositions.
Well, we're going to get a little taste of how you Wonderful. Perform your music and your style. So let's take a listen to Leave Yesterday Behind. I feel the inspiration, the motivation behind it.
Oh, thank you.
The next one we're going to listen to, you actually brought it up, Sterling Koza,
yes.
Correct? We're going to listen to Lush Life, but first, tell us about them. What do you love about them?
Sterling was on our second ever Piano Day, Sacramento Piano Day, which was virtual. We started in 2020 was the first one, and the first concert was scheduled on the Saturday of the lockdowns.
Wow.
And we did that virtual in 2021. Again, we did it virtually from Sacramento Music Exchange on how they just moved into this beautiful new space and allowed us to use the space and their fabulous grand piano. Jennifer also played, and Sterling came. I had originally asked Dr. Joe Gilman if he would be willing to participate. And at the time, he didn't feel like he was in a place where he had much to offer and said, why don't you try out Sterling? He's a young pianist, and I think he's really good. And so I asked him. Sterling was really, really willing and interested, and he really blew me away. Fabulous set.
Well, we're going to take a listen to Lush Life.
Thank you.
And that is Sterling Koza, who's going to be performing at Sacramento Piano Day along with Jennifer Reason. What do you love about Sacramento Piano Day?
Yay! Well, I just, you know, the piano for me is the coolest instrument. All instruments are wonderful, but the piano is really the only one where you can be the full orchestra. You've got the chords, the melody, the background, the bass, the treble, it's all in one. And hearing all the ways the piano can be played is my favorite thing.
We're going to highlight one of your pieces, Waltz 13 in G minor.
Yeah, this is by Daryl Koljak, a composer I worked with out of New York.
Let's take a listen. Jennifer, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, what you're doing this month, highlighting local music. You're so embedded in the community here, the music community. Tell us about your weekly features Fridays.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this. We're doing a bigger version of them right now for Women's History Month, including an interview, which won't be every Friday. But we're about 2 or 3 months into every Friday at noon. I'm highlighting a wonderful local artist right here from the community, talking about them, introducing you to them, playing their recordings, and I'm just really excited. I'm already booked months out, so there's so much talent here.
I love listening to them.
Thank you.
Philip, what time does it start? It's tonight.
It starts at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30, and as of the last count, there's about 14 tickets left.
Ooh, you got to get on that.
Yep.
And just for the record, because we do rebroadcast at 7 p.m., this is at noon, people.
Yes.
This is at noon. Philip, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for
having me. And Jennifer, it's always nice to see you.
Thank you, Vicky. Always a pleasure.
That is Cap Radio's Midday Classical host, Jennifer Reason, and the founder of Sacramento Piano Day, Philip Howard. You can find all of the information for Sacramento Piano Day. The concert is happening at American River College tonight, and proceeds will benefit the college's music department. It is on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today and this week. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday.